There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you have me, Ian.
Cecilyn.
And Daryl.
And Cecilyn is one of the people who's actually organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival, something I want to talk more about here as we roll on with the show. Just kicking off hour number two right now. Still to come, what happened yesterday, Daryl, when you and I not so mysteriously lost 15 hours of our lives?
Well, my left knee hurt, my back hurt, and I think I got another concussion.
Yeah, you may very well have. It was a brutal day at the state. You laughed.
Wait, at this point, shouldn't you be dead from all the concussions you've had?
Probably.
Like, I'm pretty sure you're dead now.
If I were a professional athlete, I would have had to have retired probably
Well, it's a good thing you're just a liberty activist and you don't do anything, you know, full contact. You're not getting arrested or anything, so that's good. Just don't get arrested because then they'll beat the crap out of you. Oh, can I say that? I can't say that.
Yes, you can say that.
Oh, okay, good.
You cannot say the F. Or the C word.
Or the T word.
I can't say cats.
T-W?
T.
No, the...
T.
Mouse.
I don't know what's going on here.
It precedes mouse. It's one of the seven dirty words that George Carlin says. Right, you can say it in that way, but if you don't say mouse, you can't say the word. I do believe that she just
that's
snorted.
That's a first. Yeah, that's a first for Free Talk Live.
It's definitely not a laugh.
Yeah. I don't think that there's a prohibition on that.
It's one of the seven dirty words from Carlin.
I don't think that there's
a prohibition. And he laughs about that should even be one of the words because he was like, that sounds like somebody's nickname.
I don't think so because, and now you've got me wary about saying it, but I don't think the plural of that word is a violation because I was at a rock station as a disc jockey and we played Eddie Money on that station, and one of the lines in that song is, "Hurt, we're shaken till the middle of the night." And they say that, and they don't bleep it out, like I just did there. Now you've made me all self-conscious about it. But
sorry,
yeah.
Guys.
We probably shouldn't be saying it so we aren't accused of pandering to the lowest common denominator.
Right.
But I don't think
I just try to stay away from the seven that George Carlin says don't say.
Yeah, I don't think that was included.
I don't think it was.
No. I'm not saying he didn't include it. I'm saying it's not included in like some sort of list of things you can't say on the radio.
Right. Well, like half of the things that he said on that list are now words that you can say.
Okay. So what you're telling me is if I want you to do something, I should tell George Carlin to tell you so then you'll actually listen?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Daryl's dead, yes.
George Carlin.
Oh.
No.
He's dead, too?
Did you know that he was Mr. Conductor on Thomas the Train?
Correct.
Never seen it.
So was Ringo Starr. It was Ringo Starr and George Carlin were the two guys that played the conductor.
All right, so you can bring up anything that you want here, whether it's childhood memories or anything.
Stories of concussions.
At all. 855-450-FREE. So yesterday,
concussions at the State House.
We had a record-setting day, and not in a good way, at the State House. It's not a record that anyone wants to actually be a part of setting, but we did. And what the record was, Daryl, you and I have logged a bunch of hours at the State House. I would say collectively between the two of us over the last 2 years alone, we've probably spent several days in the State House.
I would dare say hundreds of hours.
Yeah, that's why I said several days at least. And yesterday we spent at least 12 hours in one room at the State House watching in the Senate gallery. Which was the first time for me. I'd never been inside the Senate gallery previously, and
you didn't take any pee breaks?
Okay, so not continuously. It was not a marathon in that way, but okay. It was a marathon of boredom.
The only bathroom break that I took was for lunch, and then again when we had supper before heading back to the state house. Unexpectedly before returning to Keene.
Yeah, I think I also took two bathroom breaks in this day. And so the occasion was that this was supposed to be this, you know, big day. They had the
marijuana. It was the final day of the Senate session. It was the last day for them to act on bills that had made it out of the House.
Right, so everything they've been dragging their feet on for the entire session thus far this year had to have been dealt with in that day, like before midnight or before they ended their session. I don't know if there's a rule that they have to end at midnight. I heard there's a rumor that they are known to turn back the hands on the clock on some occasions, like where they're going, it's going too long and they need
extra time. Because based on the rules, that is the last day in which to act. So if it takes place at 12:01 a.m. on June 5th, then that is too late. That's the next day.
So I don't know if they turned back the clock in this instance because we didn't stay that late to find out. But ultimately, it would be really funny to watch them do that and to get video of them turning back the clock.
Well, they had taken action on everything that they had to take action on.
They did? Okay. But when we left, you mean?
When we left.
Okay.
They were on the final bill that they had to make some kind of vote on. We were waiting because we had heard that they might reconsider a very, very, very watered down cannabis decriminalization bill. And the reason I used so many varies before watered down is because this bill was watered down in the House. To what was introduced was you could possess up to 1 ounce of cannabis, and it was a $100 fine.
Which is the
first offense, second offense, third offense, 3,749th offense. It did not matter.
So it'd be a violation rather than a misdemeanor and a $100 fine. That's essentially what it is in Massachusetts, and it's so unenforceable in Massachusetts that they cannot collect the fine if you don't pay it. And people started to learn that when the law, when it became law, decrim became law in Massachusetts, the word got out among the cannabis smokers that, hey, you don't have to pay the fines. And so now apparently nobody pays the fines, or they stopped paying the fines relatively quickly, and so therefore the police just stopped bothering handing out the tickets.
Right. I think they'll really only get you if you're smoking in public.
Ah, okay.
Which is speculating there, but based on things that I've heard from people that have gone into Massachusetts, like, you know, that's one of the really big no-nos is smoking in public. And that's one of the
all
things.
The fun is to smoke in public.
That they'll get you for that in Colorado, where it's perfectly legal to purchase, possess, grow, etc. So what was introduced in the New Hampshire House?
It's all for the children.
That's right.
Well, yeah, probably. What was introduced in the House was what I would consider to be a pretty good bill.
The original one, yeah, but then they quickly gutted it to...
They gutted that to have the levels step up. So first offense would be 100, second offense would go up to...
Like 300 and then 500.
Like two or three and then up to five, and then each offense after that would still be $500. So third offense or 3,000, 500, still a violation.
Right.
But the limit was moved from 1 ounce to half an ounce.
And so this was due to, on the justice panel or committee, they have these ex-cops who, one of them is the head of the justice committee. And this, by the way, was the same committee that they kicked a free stater off of because he'd actually had a felony. And so we've had Max Abramson on this show in the past talk about the ridiculous circumstances in which he received a felony because he shot a gun into the ground in his backyard when a fight was going on in his house that his roommates were having this party, and like there was some crazy biker gang there who started a fight with people, and he fired a gun off in the backyard to stop the fight from happening. He didn't shoot it at anyone. No one was in any danger. But nonetheless, a jury of his so-called peers convicted him of some sort of felony endangerment charge or whatever.
Right.
it was. And so that news came out. And by the way, that news came out while he was trying to get elected. So he was elected, even though people knew he was a felon. That's a good thing.
Right.
But when the word got into the New Hampshire House that this guy was a felon, then they yanked him off of the Criminal Justice Committee. The one guy who actually has, experience from the other side of the law. There's plenty of damn cops on the Criminal Justice Committee, but the guy who's actually gone through the justice system as a victim of it, he was removed from the panel. So
and not ever placed on another committee.
Yeah, that's right. He's sort of just floating out there. So that it was that panel that was the first gutting of this bill that ultimately basically died yesterday. We'll tell you more coming up.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. You may join us here toll-free and bring up anything that's on your mind. We are talking about a grueling day that, Daryl, you and I faced yesterday at the State House, and we were not alone. And the fact that we weren't alone made it a little bit more tolerable. There were probably a dozen, I would say, activists, maybe a little more.
Probably. I think that there were five or six others that stuck it out as long as we did.
Well, there were some people that came in later, so some people started in the morning as we did, and then others, you know,
right,
had
but
to
I'm
go
saying
to work
when we left,
yeah.
There were like about eight other people that left the same time we did, and I think about five of them had been there as long or almost as long as we had.
That sounds about right, yeah. So we left here bright and early yesterday morning, like 8:30, to go to Concord. It's an hour-long drive up there, and we stayed in Concord until past 10:30 at night. It was a long day.
From
the
time we
ever.
Left until the time we got back was 15 hours and maybe 5 minutes.
I honestly considered coming out because since I'm in Manchester, it's only 20 minutes away. But I'm really glad that I didn't. After I saw postings that folks were still there at like 4 or 5 o'clock, I was like, I am so glad I didn't go because I would have stayed there all day.
That's when they were getting done talking about the budget stuff.
Oh, that would have actually been the best time to show up, would have been after 5 o'clock.
At like 5, 5:30.
Yeah. So just to recap here, Daryl, you mentioned the budget. Oh, my God. This was the most frustrating thing. The Senate's divided between, you know, Democrats and Republicans. Right now it happens to be controlled by Republicans.
14-10.
And so almost every vote that was taken during this budget discussion was 14-10.
I think that there were
a couple where one person
where
crossed.
It was 13-11.
Yes. Besides that was pretty much it. And so these Democrats in there, even though they're in the minority, kept making these proposals to change the budget around, and they'd all get shot down. But they'd argue about it for hours, you know, like over time. They just argued, and they'd get up and pat themselves on the back and talk about my friend this and my friend that. I love how they talk about each other as though they're friends with one another when clearly they aren't.
There were a total of 16 amendments that were actually made, proposed, and voted on. There was one additional amendment where the senator, when being called on to introduce the amendment, said, I waive the amendment.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a total of 17 amendments just on the budget stuff.
It was so awful. It's so hard to handle. I mean, you got to have something to distract yourself with. I mean, I had my laptop, which I've got this extended battery, which I pretty much wore down throughout the day. I had to turn it off like in the late evening hours. I basically ran out of things to do. I was trying to, you know, I'm getting caught up on my emails. I'm actually caught up on emails now because I had so much time to just sit there and do that stuff. So I guess to some extent I got a few things done while I was in there, but it was so
hard.
At
least one of us did.
Yeah.
Because I did not take my laptop.
Oh, man. Oh, you were just standing there.
I was standing there.
You did sit down somewhere. Were you sleepy during it?
No, he took a nap on the way back.
Yeah, I took a nap on the way back, but I've had back problems for probably 20 years or so. So standing, and the reason I was standing is because all of the seats were taken by other people.
Daryl, how do you exist?
That's a very good question.
Like,
I don't know.
A miracle.
You can't stand. You get concussions. You know, walking 2 feet. How are you a person?
All right. So the head injury after lunch. I wound up.
You really did get a head injury? I thought you were kidding.
No,
yesterday.
Oh my God,
totally,
Daryl.
Yeah.
So after lunch, we get back to the Senate chambers, and there was a good spot where I wanted to set my camera. And so I'm setting up the tripod, and I leaned forward.
You had a hat on, too, didn't you?
I did.
And that doesn't help.
And I leaned forward to do something, and part of one of these pillars that went up in the corner of the room, it jutted out and, like, hit me in the head.
And because of the bill of the hat, you probably didn't even notice it being there.
I didn't notice it. Yeah. I had been standing 3 feet away from it all day and never saw that this thing juts out from the wall.
Daryl, honey, you got to take care of yourself. You only get one body.
Yeah.
Don't
he's actually,
kill it.
I'll have you know, he's going to the gym and has changed his eating habits. And how much weight have you lost, Daryl?
Since the end of February, I have lost about 56 pounds.
That's incredible.
You know, Daryl looks great, but he's still running his head into things.
Yeah. True. Losing weight will not stop you from clonking your head on things.
I know what I'm going to get you for your birthday. I'm going to get you a helmet.
I'm not going to wear it.
All right, toll-free number tonight. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. There's more to say, though, about this ridiculous day, because it was hours and hours and hours, 10 a.m. to, I think the cannabis discussion didn't start until 8:30 or something like
that.
So it was the bulk of the 12 hours was just waiting for them to get to cannabis. And so, as you said previously, they had to go through all these bills that have been stacking up.
Well, the other bill that was of import that we were there for was a 911 immunity.
That's good, good
Samaritan.
Let's hold the good news to the end. Let's hold the good news, because that was really good news, and we've got bad news. First, let's do the bad news. So the bad news is that, well, there's a little bit of other good news, and that this was the first time the New Hampshire Senate has ever discussed marijuana decriminalization on the floor of the Senate.
Right. It has never made it out of committee.
Well, it would be, it was ITL'd likely of other committees, but probably put on a consent calendar, so never discussed.
So last year, the committee decided that because Decrim had passed the House the year before, and the Senate ITL'd it, and, well, this bill is too close to this other one, and you can't have the same bill two consecutive years in the term, so therefore, no.
Right. So,
out of the last 8 years, Decrim has passed through the House six of those.
And this last time, they passed it with over 80% of the House voting in favor of decriminalization.
Yes.
So there was this talk.
There were 47 state, only 47 of 400 state reps that voted against Decrim.
Yeah. And so there was talk at this Senate hearing about how, you know, look, all these state reps voted for this. 80% of them, 81% voted for this. So we should take this seriously. We should really look at this issue. And it was sounding good in the beginning. And in the very beginning, the first thing that happened was they overturned. In New Hampshire, they have this thing called ITL, inexpedient to legislate, versus OTP, which is ought to pass. These are the two determinations that a committee can make about a piece of legislation.
Those are the two primary.
Okay.
There are others.
I've never
where
heard of any of the other ones.
The committee can decide to retain it.
Okay.
In committee, or that's the other one that can come out of committee.
Yeah.
And then the full chamber can vote to table.
Got it. But as far as what can come back from the committee, it's usually ITL or OTP. So
right.
Inexpedient to legislate.
Every now and then retain comes out, but that's a lot less frequent.
So inexpedient to legislate means that we in the committee think this is garbage. You know, we don't think this bill should move forward. This is inexpedient.
Kill it with fire.
Yeah. So that's what that means. And so the committee in this case had voted like 6-1 inexpedient to legislate. And so that the bill comes back to the Senate. And this was the first time they actually ever discussed decrim on the floor of the Senate. So that's the good news out of this. And we'll come back to some of the ridiculousness here in moments.
Well, they overturned the ITL. That's also
good news.
That's the
other good news. That was what I was going to get to. They overturned the ITL by a vote of 15-9. So it was looking good. 15 of the, you know, the majority of the senators voted to have this discussion, to not accept the committee's recommendation. And so I'm thinking, hey, this might actually work out. Well, it didn't. 855, 453, more coming up.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
a 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here toll free and share whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're trying to take 12 hours of pure boredom and make it interesting for you here on Free Talk Live. Daryl, you and I were at the State House for literally at least 12 hours, 15 hours total if you combine the car rides and Cecilyn, our guest co-host, is very lucky that she was not there.
I chose to do other things with people and have fun.
Well, we were not having fun, but it,
but we were with people.
No, but
we
the great thing about New Hampshire is there's so many activists here that there can be people who go and do these boring things at the State House, and then I can go have a good time and not feel bad about it.
And you know, but the more people we have coming here, the better, because then the larger the pool is of people from which we can have people come to these events. Because having more people there is a good thing. It was good because they knew they were being watched. They could not wait until the dead hours of the night. People were not leaving. And as soon as the issue of marijuana decriminalization came up, people arose from their seats and they came in closer to the sort of the viewing area, the front of the viewing gallery, I guess they call it. So it was real clear to them that that's why we were all sitting up there. In case there was any question as to the reason why all those people were up there watching them at 8:30 at night, as soon as they mention this bill, everybody gets out of their seat and moves up.
And then I don't know if you noticed this, But the guy that apparently is the Senate Sergeant at Arms came up a couple of times because people were leaning on the banister.
Yeah.
And he was like, you need to move back.
Yeah.
And Andre Rosa, who ran for state rep, did not get
unfortunately
elected.
Unfortunately, didn't make it.
He was there, and he is one of the people. And, like, he leaned back, and then a couple minutes later, like, put his elbow back on the banister.
Uh-huh.
And the guy came up and just, like, tapped him on the shoulder really hard. Wow. And he's like, you need to come here. And Amanda Bolden, who is a state rep, is like, he's just trying to watch. I'm not talking to you. And
so, before you go on, that guy, the sergeant at arms guy.
Yes.
Before he came up to harass Andre in the incident you're talking about, he made eye contact. I made eye contact with him, and he said he mouthed something to me. And honestly, I am terrible at reading lips, so I really didn't know what he was saying.
You're the guy behind bad lip reading.
No, definitely not me. That's a talented thing, that YouTube channel. I don't know how they do that stuff, but it's brilliant. Anyway, the dude looks at me and he says something and indicated Andre. So I got kind of the message, the unspoken message of, hey, your buddy over there is doing something and you need to do something about it. You need to be my proxy and you need to go over there and get your buddy under control.
Not my monkey, not my circus.
Yeah, exactly. I just mouthed back to him. I said, I don't know what you're saying. And I looked away and I, you know, kept doing whatever it was I was doing. And it was after that he came up and pulled Andre aside.
Yeah. And so Amanda Bolden, who is a state rep, tried to intervene in this thing. But because she wasn't wearing her state rep badge, he was like,
I'm not talking to you.
Yeah. But later on, she had said something to it, like during one of these 2,000 different recesses that they took for who knows why. She went down and said something to him, and she was like, and by the way, I'm a state rep delivering you this message, and he just, like, turned around and walked away. She said,
well, you're not a senator, lady.
But one thing that I thought was odd, for pretty much the entire afternoon, until he came up and harassed Andre, one leg of my tripod was on the banister so that I could get a good shot of this senator that was almost completely up under the chamber, or the gallery.
And then he gave you a hard time about it.
Gave me a hard time. He was like, you need to get that off of there.
And this was at 8:30 or whenever. This was after
and it's
hours,
like,
and hours,
really?
And hours.
Yeah. Like, it's been here for 6 hours.
It's a 10
no, no, but
just
now
a problem.
But now it bothers him because now things are actually happening. And the purpose you're being there for, he wants to prevent.
Right. Yeah, so I had to like, keep leaning the camera over. And so the shot that I have, and one reason that I'm not putting my video up is because, like, I've got this really bad shot kind of sideways of me trying to film this state rep.
It almost felt like he was trying to screw with us more during the cannabis thing. Like,
yes.
I mean, he had told people previously, sort of from sitting down there on the first floor, shouting upward to get back or whatever.
Right.
But it seemed like he was picking on us more when the cannabis thing started. That's when he came up and, like, was pulling people away from the front of the viewing area. And
I've already had to come up here three times. Don't make me come up here again.
It's like, it was like,
don't make me turn this car around.
It was like he was running interference for the senators, basically.
Right. So,
well, that's his job.
Well, is the sergeant at arms' job to stop the gallery from rushing into the Senate, or to stop the senators from fighting one another physically?
It's to stop the people in the gallery from making a scene to disrupt the dignity of the chamber.
Because
remember, it was the sergeant of arms of the house,
that
9,000-year-old man.
The man with the last name of Sword.
Went to school with Tyrannosaurus Rex and Fred Flintstone, that came up and yelled at us for singing Shire Choir carols about a year ago.
I was thinking about doing that yesterday, too, and then I thought, no, these other people probably wouldn't like that.
Yeah, so it's the sergeant-at-arms that is there to basically make sure that the gallery doesn't disrupt the proceedings. All right, so let's see. Where do we leave off? Okay, so decriminalization. Marijuana decriminalization, it comes up. Some of the senators are acting like, oh, we need to take this seriously. The House voted over 80% for this. This is a big deal. And the first thing that happened was this prohibitionist lady, her name's Carson, she gets up and she starts blathering about how terrible this is and marijuana's evil. And
we just voted earlier today to save lives with the immunity bill, and now we're trying to destroy lives by sending the wrong message.
I hope somebody, it's not going to be me because I've got other things on my plate, but I am putting in, there's an hour-long video that is being uploaded as we speak. It'll be available on the Freekeen YouTube channel later on tonight. I'm going to guess probably after midnight Eastern time, after it's done processing and uploading. It's the full Senate discussion. I took out the, you know, the recesses that they had a few of those.
Recess.
So just the full discussion of what was said, all of the prohibitionist nonsense. Somebody needs to take clips of this ridiculousness and
Carson
make that its own video.
And Booten.
It sounds like a job for Shire Dude.
It may very well be a job for Shire Dude. I can't obviously
volunteer
him. He could
definitely
him.
Take things out of context that were said.
You don't even need to take it out of context. There's just so much.
Daryl, you did say it, though. You said it. You said the words that came out of your mouth.
I did.
I heard it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the season finale of Shire Dude.
I loved it. I watched it.
It was hilarious.
No, there was a statement that I said that pretexted another statement, and he just took the first part of the statement. Totally out
works.
Of context.
So, but I can't volunteer Shire Dude's editorial services, so if he wants to do that, that would be wonderful. The video, again, will be up, and I'm putting it up in, like, HD 1080p quality, because one of the other things we were there to do was to actually observe the senators as they had a what they call a voice vote. And the voice vote is what the Senate will do when they don't want to be accountable.
Well, the House does it as well.
Right. But anyway, they don't want to be accountable for what they're doing. They don't want to be known which way they voted. And so the idea was, well, the whole thing that sparked the reason why these activists were there in the first place was one of the activists, Amanda Bolden, she said, hey, let's all come out and we'll each take different senators and we'll watch them as they vote and see what they say. Because the expectation was that this was going to be a voice vote. And ultimately, the very final vote on cannabis was a voice vote. And so I had said, well, you know, in case we don't get enough activists there, I can bring my video camera and we'll record this, get a wide shot of the whole room. And then, you know, again, if we don't have enough activists who want to sit in this boring room and watch this nonsense, the camera would be very, very helpful. And it turns out that it was. I could have had a better angle. I think your angle might have been better for me to be in, Daryl, because I wasn't able to get the entirety of the room. But most
no. The angle that I had would have not been better,
really?
Because the chandeliers blocked the far corner that you were able to get a really good shot of.
All right, so we're on the way here, 855, 453. How was marijuana decriminalization flummoxed for 2015 in New Hampshire? And is this the end of the Free State Project? 855, 453. It's Free Talk Live. The answer is to the last question, definitely not.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you're invited here. You can join us on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And Cecilyn is joining Ian and Daryl here in the studio tonight. Now, Cecilyn, you're hearing us talk about this harrowing experience that Daryl and I had yesterday at the State House.
Harrowing, not heroin.
Heroin could have made it more tolerable, I suppose, but I've never used it, and I don't think I'm going to start. This is not going to make me start using heroin, but I wouldn't blame anyone for shooting up.
Morphine would have been nice.
Have you done morphine before?
I got morphine when I fractured my tailbone.
Did you know that heroin was developed in Germany? It was actually believed to be better, less detrimental than morphine.
Yeah, it was supposed to help people kick their morphine habit, and it was created by the Bayer Corporation, who is most known for creating aspirin, that if it were created today would not pass FDA approval.
So, Cecilyn, you've heard us talking about this horribly dull 12 hours that we had to spend. I guess we didn't have to, but we volunteered because we're a little masochistic, I guess, watching the Senate go through its motions yesterday, including some action on this decrim bill, which we can get back into here in a moment. But there are inevitably going to be some people who are saying to themselves, oh, you free staters, you guys are behind the ball on marijuana, and why don't we just all move to Colorado instead? This whole free state project thing, it's a bust. What do you say to that?
Well, that's absolute malarkey, because this whole conversation has been going on for years, since before I got here. I mean, there's been, what, 6 bills in the last 8 years that have passed the House?
Decrims.
For decrims.
Yeah.
Yes. 6 in the last 8 years.
And the most
so it's
recent
not
one,
for,
over 80%.
It's not for lack of trying. It's just that there are Democrats for some reason, blocking it in either house there, this or there. Maggie Hassan refuses to sign
the governor.
She refuses to sign anything that's sensible, whether it be medical marijuana or anything else. But she'll keep guns out of school for it.
Now, regarding Colorado, the cannabis legalization, and I'm using air quotes there, the tax and regulate structure that was created was not created by the Colorado legislature. That was created and passed through a ballot initiative drive. And that's not something that we have in New Hampshire, and that's not something that half of the supposed liberty reps even want to touch with a 10-foot pole in New Hampshire.
Wait, what do you mean they don't want to touch it? They don't want to touch the issue of having ballot measures? I think it's good that we don't have ballot measures. I think so there's an argument against ballot measures, and that is that ballot measures allow for a bunch of crap.
Right, but there are various ways that you can do ballot measures. Where there are some places where they only have referendum to where the voters can overturn a law that the legislature passed.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And then there's ballot initiative to where the voters can make new laws instead of just repealing laws.
Right, and that's a problem. I come from Florida originally, and they have that crap there, and there's all kinds of nonsense every single election that is just special interest, like, let's build a train! And then, they spend $10 billion or something crazy like that. It's a super fast choo-choo! And then, they spend $10 billion on this super rail thing. They never actually built it. And the task force that was tasked with trying to figure out how to build this thing from Tampa to Orlando, so it didn't even go across the entire state. It just went from sort of west to east. It didn't go north and south, so billions of dollars. And then finally, somebody puts on the ballot, let's not build the train. And every time it passed with the same percentage.
Right. So I'm not going to say that ballot initiatives cannot be abused. But at the same time, there are a lot of things.
It's also how they got the smoking ban, too.
Only become law because of ballot initiatives. So in a lot of states that have medical marijuana, or I prefer New Hampshire's term, therapeutic cannabis, a lot of states where they have that, they only have that because of ballot initiative.
I know. I totally know. But look at all the other crap they have in those states, too.
But
California?
My point was, when comparing New Hampshire to Colorado, you have to look at the manner in which various things actually became law.
Well, in my opinion, New Hampshire isn't even, Colorado doesn't even compare to New Hampshire. If you look at the Mercatus Center and their top 50 states, they've ranked all the 50 states based on various different economic freedom factors. Mercatus Center found that New Hampshire was in the top 5 in the most recent version of this. It has been number 1. It kind of dropped. There's some shuffling around that goes on there. And I think last time I looked, Colorado was at number 28 or thereabouts. So it's totally just a mid-pack state. It's not a particularly freedom-oriented place. Okay, yeah, they've got cannabis.
Never tried to say it was.
I'm not saying you said that it was. I was talking about somebody who might be listening to this show saying to themselves, oh, yeah, you guys, you don't have it right on cannabis, so that's the only issue that matters. And there are these, single-issue libertarians, for lack of a better term, who are saying things like that. Like, well, I'm moving to Colorado. Well, great. If all you want to do is go and get high legally in your home, then go to Colorado. You can get
high. Or Alaska. Or Washington, or Oregon.
You can get high in New Hampshire in your home, and no one will know about it for the most part. And many law enforcement officers up here, they don't care. They will say, I don't care if you smoke pot in your house. And so we've got an already existing awesome situation here with one of the most free places on earth already, in a variety of different areas, and on top of that, you've got thousands of people who are going to be moving here. Over 1,500 already have as part of the Free State Project. So where do you want to be? Is it in the place where you can go and buy some marijuana legally and smoke it inside your house legally, but you're not free in a whole bunch of other areas, including like gun freedom and other things like that?
Or do you want to wear a seatbelt and a helmet?
Yeah.
This is the thing that so many internet libertarians miss about the Free State Project is we, and I'm saying you, me, everybody who has moved,
right,
are building a community here. No, I'm sorry. We've built a community here, and we continue to build a community here. Folks, if you're an agorist, you can come and live in New Hampshire and be an agorist and live outside of, you know, state-sanctioned employment. You can live free in so many ways because there's such a large libertarian slash voluntary slash anarchist community here where you don't have to deal with the state. You don't have to deal with their regulations and in many aspects of your life. And there's also a support network. There's more activists. There's more fun social things. There are people who get your thoughts and your ideas. That is the value.
To say you can live as an agorist, I don't know if you can
in Manchester. It's a higher concentration.
It depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, but even Agricab isn't in business anymore, from what I've heard.
He does it every now and then.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Okay. But I mean,
that's not his livelihood anymore.
It was for a while.
It was for about 10 months. That is what he.
The best run for the agorists that I'm aware of. Right. Like, I don't know of all the agorists. Agorism being sort of working in the underground to undermine the state, that kind of thing. Not paying taxes on your business. That would be agorism, essentially. You know, we've seen various efforts at that, and most of them aren't able to sustain someone's lifestyle that they desire yet, but I think that over time we will see more of that become possible. And I'm not saying don't come here and try it. Please, by all means, come here and bring a new service to the table. Certainly people who cook for others seem to do okay. That's something that we see fairly often. So cab rides and cooking for folks.
People who clean houses and do things like our handyman type folks.
Yep.
There are a couple guys who do, you know, construction or paint or those kinds of things who do fairly well for themselves.
That's,
you know,
true. Good point. I'm glad you pointed that out. So it's possible. But
it's definitely like the being around people who understand what you're talking about and have the same principles, same ideas as you, and you're able to talk about other things. You don't get stuck on those, you know,
Liberty stuff. Yeah, yes. This is the best community of liberty-minded people, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists, that you will find in the entire world. And it's just getting better because every week new people are moving. There's the New Movers Party that happens monthly in Manchester at a place, the Private Club. And that is...
There were 60-plus people there Tuesday.
Well, they weren't all new movers, but I heard 13 of them that were new movers.
There was one guy who apparently moved 3 years ago to Nashua, and it was the first social event. Yeah, very first
that
social
happens.
Event. Yep.
How do you live somewhere for 3 years and never get out?
Maybe you're not social. I mean, there was a guy who showed up at our local event recently who's been here a year, and he just came out for the first time. ExpressCoin.com, by the way, the people up here, a lot of them are fanatics about Bitcoin. So if you're going to be moving to New Hampshire or wherever you live, Bitcoin is making it big all around the world, and you can get some over at ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. The longest running Bitcoin meetup is in Manchester. It's been going on for 3 years now. Over at ExpressCoin.com, you can get cryptocurrency with money order or check. You start off at ExpressCoin.com. They're a licensed money services business, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. They can help you, and you can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. A little bit more about the ridiculous decrim hearing on the way. And plus, we should talk a little bit about Porkfest.
Porkfest.
Because, Cecilyn, you are one of the organizers.
I is.
So you might have a thing or two to tell us that we might not know already about Porkfest, which is an awesome event coming up in just over 2 weeks.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.